This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
Infuriating situation in a chip shop.
Chip shop? Lovely.
Yeah. Well, it should have been, and it would have been, had it have not been for this imbecile.
Go on.
I'd ordered my, excellent value, as a side note, but that's not what we're here to talk about. £9 for a special, which was chips, fish chips and mushy peas. And with those
that's
sort
not
of things,
what do you mean? That's not a special.
Well, no, what's
that's
special
what
is
you
the fact
order.
That you get all, but that's what you get all three for £9 when it would normally cost you 11. And usually with those things, you expect them to scrimp.
Scrimp?
But this was give you less chips.
Ah.
To go out, what's it's going to be like a fish finger sized piece of fish.
Okay.
Eight chips and like a thimble of mushy peas. But this was like too many chips of anything. And it's a good chippy. Anyway, look, this isn't a chip shop review.
Come on.
This is a review of this absolute fuckwit that I encountered while I was in there.
Oh, no.
So I'd ordered mine. Yeah. And I've sat there waiting for it. They give you like a little buzzer thing to go in your pocket, which is unnecessary. It's not a large area. I mean, it means that you can go out and have a vape should you want. Again, this is not what I'm here to talk about. So a guy comes in.
They give you one of those buzzer things like you're at fucking Westfield.
Like you're at TGI Fridays.
What
yeah.
the hell? Who do they think they are?
I know. It's very fancy. It's
that
great.
Is
like
nonsense.
It's good fish and chips.
Absolute nonsense.
So anyway, this guy just came in with what I can only describe as too many questions. So he came in and it was just like, he goes, right, can I have a fish and chips? She goes, right. He goes, so we've got cod or haddock. This is what she goes. He goes, well, what would you recommend?
There's no difference.
Straight away, you could just see.
There's no difference.
This guy, the girl who was serving, just like, oh, here we go.
Do you know the difference between cod and haddock?
Well, I didn't, but I do now because she has had to explain it to this guy.
But it's nonsense.
It just...
It is nonsense.
Like, but also, he's in his 70s, right?
Oh.
How many times have you been to the chip shop at this point? It's too late to start asking what the difference is between hoddock... Hoddock?
Yeah, go on.
Right, so she explains the difference between the two fish, and he then decides on haddock. He's like, well, I'll have haddock.
What's the difference?
And she goes, right, I can't remember.
There is,
because
there
I will always have cod.
Of course.
Exactly. I don't want... I've had... Right, I'll tell you what the difference is. I like cod more than I like haddock. That's what I know. I've had them
nonsense.
Both. I prefer cod. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, fine. Accepted.
As far as I'm concerned, that is the difference.
Yeah,
now.
Cod is the first one that is up
cod
there.
Cod is the one that tastes nicer.
Nonsense.
That's the difference.
I'll do that. Go on.
That is what I would have said. So anyway, they get over that first hurdle of her having to explain the difference, but the tedious difference,
yeah.
The actual technical, scientific difference between cod and fucking haddock. The nuances, the very slight flavouring differences of the two fish. So she says, right, would you like a regular or a large? And he goes, well, how big is a large? I'm like,
for fuck's sake.
I mean, I'd have just gone, she then has to go about this big, like put her two hands out. Like, and it's, like What I would have said in that is, how big is the large? I'd have gone, larger than the regular. Do you want it? Do you know what I mean? You've ordered fish and chips enough times at this point to know that a large is roughly, you know, the size of a shoe. And the regular is roughly the size of a glasses case. Yeah, around that sort of area. That is the difference in size.
All right, it's a bit odd to measure something as a glasses case, but fine.
But what a weird question. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How big is the large?
Yeah, I mean, I never get large. Do you get large?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
I've never had fish and chips and thought I need more of this. It's fucking massive.
I know. I am someone who has always, my eyes are always bigger than my belly. I always get a large and go, I don't know how many times in my life I'd gone, I should have just got a regular. Because I'm also someone that can't leave food on their plate.
It's the food equivalent of, I should have just left at 9.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
On a night out, why didn't I just go home at 9? It was never going to get any better.
I mean, yeah, I always order a large. I always regret it. So how big is it? I'm just like, oh God. At this point, I'd have just gone, mate, just get out. We don't need your custom. Go somewhere else. This is too many questions. So then she said, would you like salt and vinegar? And he went, he wasn't ready to get asked if he wants salt and vinegar in a fucking fish and chip shop. What were you expecting the next question to be? And also, how many times have you had fish and chips? You know what your order is. You know how...
He's 70. He's forgetting every time. It's brand
new. This is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you get older, you have more questions. The older you get, the less you know. You go, surely you would think you've done this. You've got it. It's drilled. It's in there. It's muscle memory. Do you want salt and vinegar? Yes. Lots, please. He said, no. He goes, I'll tell you what. Can I just have a thing of vinegar on the side?
The side?
The whole point of going in there is they do it all for you. They give it to you in a box, which you can then chuck in the bin. It's amazing.
The fuck are you talking about on the side?
You're going to go outside and add it later.
What the fuck is wrong with this man?
Do you want salt and vinegar? Oh, I'd never... no. Salt and vinegar.
Also, one thing. I always have mine open, so I never take my fish and chips home. It's open. I want it now.
Yeah, you could do stuff while you're walking, can't you? You can eat and walk.
You could text and walk. It's all... Yeah, on the move. Need to go. Need to get there. Need to get away. Right. So
I'd rather sit down... like an Italian, take my time. I quite happily book a table for the whole evening. Just sit there, you know, one course, an hour, a bit of a chat.
I want to leave.
Not you.
No.
You
no.
need a three-course You need a three-course meal on a three-mile walk if you had your way.
I've learnt this about myself. As soon as I've arrived, I want to leave. That's it. That's me in life. We're here. Right, let's get out.
Can I just say on behalf of everyone that's there when you get there, the feeling is entirely mutual.
What a prick. But but the truth has been spoken. This is what I can't stand. So fish and chips, take away, please. They ask you salt and vinegar. Let me fucking do it. Why are you doing it? I want to do this bit.
Yeah, that's
I
a good
know
point.
How I want it. Just give it to me. Look at me. Look, I've got clothes. They're kind of, they've been bought within the last 2 years. Do you really think I'm going to steal?
Those clothes have been bought in the last 2 years.
Do you really think I'm going to steal your salt and fucking vinegar? How desperate do you think I am? Oh, quickly, I'm running down the street. Quickly, run. I've got the vinegar. I've got the salt. Quickly, get out of here. Just fucking let me do it.
It's a good, yeah. Because also, what you get, people just have a different idea.
Of what?
Of like.
What lots
is. So for example, if you had curry sauce, do you have chips and curry sauce? Is that something you go for?
Okay, yeah. I kind of mix it up with the sauce.
Do you want the salt and vinegar on the chips before the curry sauce goes on?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. See, some people, you go, oh, sorry, can you put the salt and vinegar on? And they're like, you want the salt and vinegar on before the curry sauce. You're like, don't fucking judge me. I'm paying for this. If I want the salt and vinegar on before the curry sauce, that is what I will have.
Oh my
God. Don't start getting lippy.
But it's what
I'll take my business to Harry Ramsden's if you continue with this insubordination.
Last time I went to the fish and chip shop, he said salt and vinegar. I wasn't allowed to do it myself. I just let him off the hook. I assumed it was COVID times. I said, salt and vinegar, go for it, poison me, right? If when I'm eating anything,
uncharacteristic bit of real life banter from Walsh there.
That's not banter.
Okay.
It's not banter. I'm going like fucking go for it. What I'm doing right is I'm exaggerating.
But did you say those exact words? Go ahead, poison me.
Yes.
And how did that go down in the moment?
Nothing. Nothing landed.
Nothing.
Nothing landed. I'm not. You know, it's not all fun and games with me. I'm just saying. I'm making a point of saying poison me, and what I mean by that is put lots on. So I'm exaggerating so that you understand what I mean.
Right.
Obviously, I don't literally mean poison me, but if I say that, you'll really go for the salt and vinegar. I don't think he liked my phrasing. Do you want to know why?
Why?
I got home. He didn't put any salt and vinegar on.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thought you'd like that.
What a. I mean, that is, and I don't like to use this word, that is a real C-U-N-T's trick. That absolute stitch up.
Never going back. What was I going to do as well? I've now got home. There's no vinegar. Was I going to go back and get the vinegar? No.
Vinegar is one of those things that when you find it in the cupboard, it's always out of date. They're like, you use that once every... too long between each use for it to stay in date.
I didn't know vinegar at home. I didn't know vinegar could be in date.
It probably isn't. It's one of those things you go, well, it's a best before date, but it's good for another 6 years after that.
Yes.
It just, what happens when it goes off? Well, it just starts to taste a little bit sort of vinegary. But right, okay. It's like, vinegar already tastes like what most things taste like when they go out of date. It's kind of go out of date... proof.
Like cheese.
Wow. I'm not sure about that.
Well, cheese is
cheddar
mold,
goes really
isn't it?
Hard, doesn't it? It goes like wax.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought that's where you just left it on the side. Anyway, fish and chip shops. In fact, you fucking reminded me. I've meant to say this to you the other day. Fish and chip shop. Right? What's one of the best bits?
What's one of the best bits?
Best bits of fish and chip shop for you. I'll tell you. You're taking too long. But you, I know you're going to agree with me.
Well, let's not be so sure about that, but go on.
The wooden fork. That's part of the fucking experience. I'm here for the wooden fork.
I'm not.
What are you talking about?
You end up splitting your chips in half. You can only get like about two chips on at a time. I want to get like...
Are you fucking joking me?
No, I'm deadly
serious. The wooden
serious.
Fork, it's part of it. What do you do? Eat with your hand?
It's like eating with a sort of like crap chopstick. It's like trying to eat food with one
when
chopstick.
They fucking, when I go there and I look for the fork and then it's the plastic fork. She go, oh, for fuck's sake, man.
I'd rather have a wooden one with a plastic than a plastic one. What I'd rather have than all of those is a fork.
No. It's all about the wooden fork. I love watching the vinegar dampen the wood. I get there. You've got a plastic fork. It's like, have you not read the fucking news? Like, the wooden fork is part of it. Why have you got plastic forks?
You've not read the news.
But
oh, it's bad
like
for the environment.
Where,
oh, it's Greta Walshberg's back out.
I know, Walsh is short out, bro. What I'm saying is, Greta Walsh, right, it's just like, where it can be cut it. The fucking fork. It was wood. Why have you made it plastic?
Yeah.
What's your problem? What do you mean, yeah? Why are you just so, yeah, what?
Well, that's two different points, though, isn't it? You're going, oh, well, I like the wooden fork because it's good for the environment. On that, yeah, but I mean, I don't enjoy, it's not an enjoyable experience. I don't eat it and walk down the road like a fucking weirdo. I go, don't you just love it when the vinegar starts to dampen the wood? Like I'm some sort of...
That's not a weirdo.
Poet.
That is a... crap.
And then I thought, that's a bit like life, that, isn't it? You know, because in a way... all of our woods are being dampened by the vinegar of life. Shut up, mate. Shut up and eat your battered sausage.
That's another thing. The only reason, what's so stupid about the cod or haddock question is, what we're really here for is the batter. Let's be honest. Fuck yeah, the yeah, fish. Yeah. All I'm here for the bad. It's like apple crumble, rhubarb crumble. I don't give a fuck what fruit it is. Shove the fruit up your ass. I'm here for the crumble.
I know.
If it was up to me, it would be crumble, crumble. That's why haven't they invented that? Crumble, crumble. I want crumble, crumble with custard.
I can't believe someone hasn't done that.
Thank
you. In a world where you can buy the giant purple quality street or whatever it is, yeah, you know, or where they're going, we've established what people like, let's just give them more of that. How someone has not done a crumble, crumble. I mean, you get bar, you do get like a crumble bar, don't you? But
no, it's not the same.
I mean, I would say that rhubarb is taking things a little bit too far. Oh, I like the tartness of it. Yeah, no.
What is rhubarb used for in any other like context apart from the rhubarb crumble? What is rhubarb?
What is it?
I know it's in the crumble, but what is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
I didn't know about the melon. I bought a melon by mistake the other day. I thought it was a mango. Well, I bought the melon.
It was just really far away and you thought it was an apple.
Well, Grace was like, this isn't a mango, it's a melon. And I'm like, how the fuck am I meant to know that? With all the shit going on in life, how much stuff you've got to keep up with, you've got your own shit, then you've got the world happening. I can't remember all of the fruits.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that just like strawberry, apple, banana. I get it. That's me.
Well, as you know, I can't eat most fruit. I'm allergic to strawberries. I can't eat apples, pears, plums.
That makes a lot of sense.
You tosser. Someone actually said that to me at a gig. I said, "Oh, I'm allergic to a lot of fruit," and a bloke went, "Yeah, it looks bloody looks like it, mate." Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed that episode, there is more of it. We do an hour-long episode of this every week exclusively for our Patreons. You can sign up on patreon.com/WUYN. It's basically the equivalent of buying me and Sean a coffee every month. And for that, you get an hour-long show every Monday. There's different features in there. We do What's Upset the Internet Now, where we read out hilarious one-star reviews of things from around the internet. You also get the opportunity to be on the podcast. We get voice notes sent in a feature called What's Upset Them Now, where we read out what's been annoying you and me and Sean give it the What's Upset You Now treatment, all for the price of a coffee between us a month. Not that I'd want to share a coffee with Sean, you understand, but sign up today if you go to patreon.com/WUYN. It's a great way to support the podcast. You get exclusive content every Monday, and it's a great laugh. Thank you very much.